常兴奋的一天。
Right, every time we have baptisms,
当我们每次举行浸礼的时候
，we see the mighty work of God in people's hearts.
我们看到上帝的大能的工作在人的内心当中。
And it always reminds us of our own salvation when Jesus saved us from our sins.
他总是提醒我们当耶稣救我们的那个时刻。
And today we're going to be looking at the glory of God's grace.
今天我们要看到上帝恩典的荣耀。
And what we're going to learn is you have to keep a balance of grace and truth.
我们要学习怎么在恩典跟真理当中保持平衡。
And we've been looking at this series on the glory of God.
我们过去一直在看关于上帝荣耀的这个系列。
And one reason we're doing this.
我们选择这么做的一个原因是
is because the most important study a human being can make.
就是当一个人能够做最重要的一个研究，就是
is the study of God.
就是研究神，研究上帝。
And we call that theology.
把那个称之为神学。
Okay, Proverbs 9:10.
在箴言第九章十节说
says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
Okay. Thus, everything becomes understandable as we gain a true knowledge of God.
当我们真正获得对上帝认识的时候呢，凡事都变为可明了的。
Right. I better understand myself.
我会更好地认识自己。
The meaning of life.
人生的意义。
And my purpose in this world.
还有就是我活在世上的目的。
Makes sense, because God created me.
因为上帝创造了我。
So as I learn more about Him, I'll understand myself better.
所以当我学到更多有关上帝的事，我会更多的认识我自己。
Now grace is one of the attributes of God's glory.
恩典是上帝荣耀的一个属性之一。
Right? Remember we began our study with this Exodus 33.
我们刚开始做荣耀的这个系列分享的时候呢，我们读到出埃及记第33章。
Right, Moses said to God, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory."
摩西跟神说：“求你显出你的荣耀给我看。”
And this is a prayer you and I can pray too. We want to see God's glory.
这也是你跟我可以向上帝做的祷告。
And God said,
上帝说
"I will make all my goodness pass before thee."
我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过。
And I will proclaim the name of the Lord.
我要宣告我的名。
And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious.
我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
And I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy.
要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
So all those highlighted there in yellow are different aspects of the glory of God.
所以我用黄色标出来的字呢，就是上帝荣耀的不同的层面。
Now Moses both heard and saw the glory of God.
那么摩西听见而且看见了上帝的荣耀。
Okay. And the Lord passed by before him.
耶和华在他面前宣告说
and proclaimed the Lord God.
耶和华，耶和华。
Merciful and gracious.
是有怜悯，有恩典的神。
Long suffering and abundant in goodness and truth.
不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And today we're going to focus on God's grace and truth.
那今天我们就要聚焦在上帝的恩典和他的真理。
But notice God both Moses both saw and heard the glory of God.
摩西听见而且看见了上帝的荣耀。
So every time we preach from God's word, we hear something of the glory of God.
所以每次我们传讲神的话语的时候呢，我们就可以听见有关上帝的荣耀的一些事情。
And when we're living as a good witness of Jesus Christ, people can see the glory of God in us.
而当我们活出来有耶稣基督的样式，别人就可以在我们身上看见上帝的荣耀。
So the grace and truth of God.
今天我们就要讲上帝的恩典和真理。
Okay. The two main attributes of God that Jesus manifested.
耶稣彰显出来有关上帝两个最主要的属性是。
We'll see here. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
使徒约翰福音一章，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
Right. This is Jesus.
这就是耶稣。
And we beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father.
我们见过他的荣光，这是父独生子的荣光。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
So two aspects of the glory of God that Jesus focused on was God's grace and truth.
所以上帝荣耀的属性，耶稣专注的两方面就是恩典跟真理。
Okay, so what is grace?
那恩典是什么呢？
Okay, one of my favorite definitions is right up there.
我最喜欢的一个定义就是上面那个英文字。
Right, in English, it's the first letter of each word.
在英文这个片语里面的 grace 每个大写都标出来了。
Okay, God's riches at Christ's expense.
就是上帝的丰富借着基督的代价。
Because of everything that Jesus suffered for me,
因为耶稣为我所忍受的一切,
I get to experience all the riches of God.
在这个苦难当中, 我可以经验到上帝的丰富。
And those riches are infinite.
而这样的丰富是无限的。
And that's why God gives us eternal life, so we have all eternity to experience the infinite riches of God.
这就是为什么上帝把永生赐给我们, 要我们有很长很长的时间去经验上帝说不尽的无限的丰富。
Okay, so grace is the glorious goodness of God that causes him to bestow blessings on the undeserving.
所以上帝，恩典是上帝荣耀的良善，令他将祝福赏赐给那些不配的人。
Right, I really didn't deserve anything from God.
事实上我不配从上帝获得任何东西。
Because for a long time I didn't believe in him.
有很长一段时间我不相信他。
Even when I did begin to believe there was a God,
即使当我相信有上帝存在，
I didn't glorify him with my life.
我并没有用我的生命来荣耀他。
Right, so I'm unworthy.
所以我是不配得的。
But God is gracious to the unworthy.
但是上帝对那些不配的人有他的恩典。
And because Jesus Christ is God, we experience God's grace in Christ.
那由于耶稣基督他就是上帝，所以我们在他的里面可以经验到上帝的恩典。
Christ's death on the cross has removed every barrier that could possibly keep me from experiencing the grace of God.
耶稣基督死在十字架上，就挪除了所有使我没有办法经历上帝恩典的障碍。
Right, so God has taken care of our problem, which was sin.
所以上帝已经解决了我们罪的问题。
Okay, what is grace?
那什么是恩典呢？
Okay, grace is not a substance.
恩典不是一个有形质的东西。
There's some churches and people that think grace is a substance.
有些教会或有些人认为恩典就是一个物质的东西。
Right? Grace is not some sort of impersonal force.
它也不是一个外在的力量，外在的能力。
Like electricity that you can receive by plugging into the sacraments.
好像电力，你插到电池的时候就有电。那有些人以为恩典就是一个东西，当你吃了一个饼或喝了一个杯，你就得到了恩典，一个物质。
See, if grace is a substance,
所以假如恩典是一个有形质的东西，
then you want to find out, well, where is it? If this is grace,
所以你会去找说恩典到底在哪里？假如这个比套是恩典，
then I definitely want to eat it and have a lot of grace in me.
那我就要吃很多，使我里面储存了很多恩典。
Right, but grace is not a substance.
但是恩典不是一个有形质的东西。
And it's not some kind of force like electricity.
它也不像电力一样是一个力量。
Right, if I can just plug into the right thing, I'll get a shock of grace.
只要我插入电源，哎呀，我就得到电击，我就有这个恩典了。
Here's what grace is.
恩典是这个。
Grace is the personal activity of God operating towards us.
那恩典是上帝向我们表达的一个行动。
So you see, it has to do with your relationship with God.
所以这个恩典就在乎你跟上帝的关系。
See, God wants to bless you. He wants to love you. He wants to be good to you.
上帝爱你，他希望对你好。
But we have a barrier of sin and we can't experience it.
但是我们之间有这个罪的障碍。
So God sent Jesus Christ to remove the barriers.
所以上帝差遣耶稣把这个障碍挪开。
So now he can give us all his blessings and his riches and his goodness and his grace.
使他可以现在把他的丰富，把他的荣耀，把他的恩典赏赐给我们。
See, it's all about having a relationship with God to experience that grace, that goodness.
所以要经验这个恩典呢，要跟上帝建立一个关系。
Okay, what is truth?
那什么是真理呢？
Okay, we'll define it pretty simply.
我们可以很简单的为它下定义。
Truth is the facts of all reality is revealed in God's word and in Jesus Christ.
真理就是在上帝的话语和耶稣基督里面所启示的事实。
This book is facts without any error.
圣经就是上帝的事实，没有任何的错误。
It reveals God's truth.
它启示上帝的真理。
Okay? God's word is truth.
所以上帝的话语是真理。
And in your notes, you have a lot of scriptures you can look up later.
好，在我们的讲义里面有很多的经文，你可以回去再看。
But Jesus said, "I am the truth."
那耶稣说，我就是真理。
So we encounter God's eternal truth in Jesus.
所以我们在耶稣的里面可以遇见上帝永恒的真理。
And you have a lot of scriptures there you can study later.
你自己可以之后去看查看这些经文。
So there's a balance. We have to have an important balance between.Grace and truth.
那么在荣耀的恩典跟真理之间呢，我们要保持平衡。
Okay, now grace without truth breeds moral indifference.
假如有恩典但缺少真理的话呢，它会滋生对道德的冷漠。
Okay, and we see this a lot in our world today.
那在我们今天的世界，我们看到很多这样的现象。
This will keep people from seeing their need for Christ.
它会防止人们看不见他需要基督。
Right, if you just think.God's all grace. He's good. He would never judge me for anything I do.
假如我们认为上帝全是恩典，全是良善，他从来不会审判我任何的犯错的话。
Then you don't think you're lost, and you don't think you have a need for salvation.
那么我们就不觉得我们是丧失的人，我们不觉得我们需要救恩。
You have to balance grace and truth.
所以我们必须在恩典跟真理之间有一个平衡。
Okay.And if you don't, you'll be radically liberal.
假如没有这个真理平衡恩典的话呢，我们会极度的自由。
Anything goes because God is graceful.
好，因为上帝这么有恩典，我不管做什么都可以。
Now, truth without grace breeds self-righteous legalism.
但是真理却缺少恩典的话呢，它会滋生自以为意的律法主义。
Okay. This pushes people away from Christ.
这么做就把人从基督的身边给推走。
I don't know if you've seen this group of.What we would call self-righteous Christians on TV.
我不晓得你们看过没有，在电视上所谓的这些自以为意的基督徒们。
Whenever there's a big event, there's this little church only has about 40, 60 people.
有一个小教会大概只有四五十个人。
But they sure know how to get on TV.
但他们知道怎么把自己搞上电视。
And they always have signs.
他们总是拿着标语。
And they're so in your face, and they scream, and they shout, and they say, "You're damned, and you're going to hell."
他会在你的面前把牌子举起来，说你是被定罪的，你要下地狱。
Now this is only a small group of Christians.
但这是一个小团体。
But the media loves them because it makes Christians look bad.
但是这个媒体非常喜欢他们，因为他们使基督徒看起来相当的糟糕。
And they know this will actually push people away from Christ.
这样做法呢，却是把人从基督身边给推走。
Right, so you can't have all truth without grace.
所以我们不能只讲真理而没有任何的恩典。
Okay, and if you do, you'd be called radically conservative.
那假如我们只讲真理不讲恩典的话，我们会变成极度的保守。
When I was a young new Christian.
当我是一个很年轻的基督徒的时候
there were some people that wanted me to have a ministry position.
有一个人想要我参加一个服事。
But the leader said, "Oh, he can't because he has a beard."
但是那当时教会的领袖说他不行，因为他有这个胡子。
I grew the beard in Israel.
我在以色列开始留胡子。
Everybody had a beard.
在以色列，每个人都有胡子。
So I couldn't understand why can't I serve God with a beard?
所以我不明白为什么我有胡子就不能服侍神。
But you see, that was an overemphasis on truth, a minor thing, with no grace.
那就是过度的强调某一个重点，而失去了恩典。
Okay. The importance of balancing the glory of grace and truth.
所以恩典跟真理平衡是相当重要的。
Okay.You might be a person that says, "God will forgive me no matter what."
或许你会说好，不管我做什么，上帝都会赦免我。
Right, it's overemphasis on grace.
这就是太强调恩典了。
Right, you attempt to soften the gospel by minimizing truth.
所以这就缩减了真理，会软化福音。
So someone might be living in sin.
所以或许有一个人生活在罪恶里面。
And you won't even tell them that's a sin against God.
你甚至不敢告诉他，或是不告诉他们说这个罪是冒犯上帝的。
Because you think, well, God will forgive him anyway. He's so gracious.
你就想说，哎呀，上帝这么有恩典，他一定会原谅他的。
Well, reality doesn't work that way.
但是事实上不是这样。
Right? Or you might be a person that thinks there's no way I can live up to God's standard.
你或许也会想，在另外一方面啊，我绝对没有办法活出上帝的标准。
I've met a lot of people who said I can't become a Christian. There's no way I can live the Christian life.
我也听很多人说，我绝对不可能成为基督徒，因为我没有办法过基督徒那样的生活。
That's because they've heard an overemphasis on truth without grace.
因为他们听了太多对真理的这个强调，而忽略了恩典。
So some people attempt to toughen the gospel by minimizing grace.
所以有些人就是缩紧了恩典，把福音给硬化了。
That'll also keep people from Christ.
这样做也使人远离耶稣。
Balance of grace and truth.
所以要在恩典跟真理当中维持一个平衡。
I know I'm a sinner. I've sinned against God.
我知道我是罪人，我冒犯了上帝。
But praise God, I know He'll forgive me if I repent.
但是感谢神，我知道他会赦免我，假如我悔改。
There's a great book and a movie called The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
有一本很有名的书，还有他拍成电影，叫做《黎明行者号》。
Right, it's by C.S. Lewis.
是鲁易斯的作品。
Okay, and in there, there's this great scene.
在这个电影里面呢，有一个很好的场景。
Where the children see a bright white lamb speaking in a soft voice.
孩子们看到一个光明的白色的羔羊，用一个非常温柔的声音在讲话。
But suddenly his snowy white flushed into gold, and he was transformed into Aslan, who's a lion.
但是忽然，这个白色的羔羊，它的白雪白的羊毛慢慢转变成这个狮子了。就是亚斯兰。
See, in these stories, Aslan represents God Almighty.
因为在鲁易斯的这一系列的作品当中，亚斯兰代表这个全能的上帝。
And the lamb, of course, represents who?
但是羔羊预表谁呢？
Jesus.
就是在象征耶稣。
See, the thing is, the lamb is the lion.
但是羔羊确实他就是那个狮子。
Right. He's both a gracious lamb.And the lion of truth that must judge all sin.
他是一个充满恩典的羔羊，那也是一个满了真理的狮子，会要审判人的过错的。
We have to keep a balance of grace and truth.
所以恩典跟真理之间要保持平衡。
Okay, and we can only do that through the Holy Spirit.
那我们只能借着圣灵的工作来保持这样的平衡。
Okay, some churches ignore sin and replace truth with tolerance.
有些教会忽视罪恶，用容忍来代替真理。
Right, tolerance is one of these politically correct words today.
容忍是今天很那个政治正确的一个字眼。
When they say you got to be tolerant,
他们说你要容忍。
They're basically saying, well, you got to accept this sin even if you don't like it.
基本上是说哈，即使你不喜欢，你要接受这样的一个罪恶。
Okay, our society is doing that, and some churches are buying into it.
我们的社会正在这么做，而教会也认可这样的一个想法。
They lower God's standard so everyone can feel good about themselves.
他们降低了上帝的标准，让每个人都自我感觉良好。
Okay, the other extreme is some churches ignore the biblical realities of grace.
但是有些教会的极端呢，它是忽视合乎圣经的恩典的真理。
Okay.They make God's standard so high, no one believes they can live up to it.
他们把上帝的标准抬得非常高，没有人认为他可以达到。
So we want to keep. There's a tension here, but we have to keep this balance between grace and truth.
所以在恩典跟真理之间有一个张力，我们要尽量保持他们之间的平衡。
People need to know they're not all right with God in their sin.
人们需要知道，在犯罪当中，他们跟神的关系是不对的。
And if God says something sin, we have to repent of it and stop.
假如上帝说某些事情是罪，那么我们必须悔改，然后停止做。
And we'll do that because we know God is so graceful.
我们这么做原因是因为我们知道上帝是充满恩典的。
He'll give me all the blessings of heaven and eternity if I respond correctly to sin.
他要将所有的祝福和天堂赐给我，假如我就是很正确的回应我自己的罪恶的问题。
So responding correctly to God's truth,
所以正确的回应上帝的真理
opens up an eternity of experiencing God's grace.
为我们打开在永恒里面经历上帝的恩典。
Now, if we fail to balance grace and truth,
那假如我们没有办法平衡恩典跟真理的话。
Pretty soon you'll start denying the reality of hell and the seriousness of sin.
很快我们就会否认罪跟地狱存在的严重性。
Right? Hell seems to be too great a punishment for the sins I commit.
地狱对我犯的罪来说似乎是太严重的惩罚。
See, the problem is we don't really understand the seriousness of sin.
那问题是我们不明白罪的严重性。
See, the important thing is not how bad I think something is.
重要的不是说我认为某件事情多么的不对。
It's how bad something is in the eyes of God.
而是在上帝的眼中，某件事情是怎么样的不对。
We fail to grasp the seriousness of sin because we fail to understand the greatness of the God we sin against.
我们没有办法捕捉罪的严重性，是因为我们没有办法明白我们所冒犯的上帝他的伟大性。
Right, you would think nothing of it if I come up, "Hey, Jackson man, how you doing? Give me five."
假如我跟 Jackson 问安，好，跟他举手打个。
But say I come to the Queen of England.
但是假如我面对这个英国的皇后
，and I go, "Hey, Queen, how you doing? Give me right." Oh man, you go to jail.
我就找到他跟他击掌的话呢，警察可能就把我逮到监狱里去了。你不能这样对一个女王。
Right, you see things in a totally different light depending on how important that person is in the society.
所以根据那个人的身份的重要性，我们就有不同的应对的方式。
I cannot treat the Queen of England the way I treat.
我不能对待英国的女王像我对一般老百姓一样。
Now what we got to realize is God is so far above any human being or angel or any created thing.
那我们必须明白的事情，上帝的伟大。它是超越所有任何的天使，所有任何的造物。
It's something we think is okay to do to each other.
我们对彼此之间觉得可以做的事情。
Wow, it'd be totally inappropriate if we were to act like that with God.
在上帝面前同样做的方法呢，可能就非常的不恰当。
That's why we got to know God's truth.
这就是为什么我们需要知道上帝的真理。
If you really want to experience God's grace.
假如我们真的要经验他的恩典的话。
Okay, we must keep a healthy, biblical, Holy Spirit-led balance between grace and truth.
所以我们必须保持一个健康的圣灵带领的恩典跟真理的平衡。
Right, grace without truth deceives people and ceases to be grace.
缺少真理的恩典，它欺骗人，它就不再是恩典。
Grace without truth degenerates into deceitful tolerance.
而缺少真理的恩典，也会降格到欺骗人的容忍。
Right, if all you teach is grace.Then people are going to fall into sin because they don't fear sin.
假如说我们所教导的全是恩典，那么人们就很容易去做犯罪的行为。
Okay, but truth without grace crushes people and ceases to be truth.
但是缺少恩典的真理呢，会把人给压碎，它就不再是真理。
I once heard this true story.
我曾经听过一个真实故事。
Was a missionary. She's about 85 years old at the time. I mean, she served the Lord till she was 99.
一个 大概85岁的一个女宣教士，她活了99岁。
But she was very conservative, real emphasis on truth.
她非常非常的保守，非常强调真理。
And she came and preached at our seminary, taught some of the classes in our seminary.
她来我们神学院教书，教些课。
And one of the students came up to her after class.
那一个学生就是下课完了去找她。
And he wanted to share with her because he was hoping she could encourage him how to get victory.
那他希望这个女宣教士告诉他怎么能够得胜。
And he said to her, I don't want to give you her name, but she's long since gone to be with the Lord. But he said, I have a problem smoking.
他说我有这个吸烟的问题。
You know, he said it so quiet so no one else could hear.
他讲得很小声，让别人听到。
And right away he went, sinner, sinner, sinner.
但是女宣教士马上就说你这个罪人，罪人，罪人，大声的讲。
Right, oh man, it justTotally devastated that guy.
那那个人就被击垮了。
Right, that's truth without grace.
那就是真理却没有恩典。
Okay, I'm sure you've encountered both grace without truth and truth without grace. It fills our world today.
我想你大概碰到我们世界上这两种极端的人都有。
Okay, truth without grace degenerates into judgmental legalism.
所以缺少恩典的真理呢，它会降格到论断人的律法主义。
We'll be quick to condemn everybody.
我们会很快的就定罪每个人。
But slow to offer people the salvation and victory in Christ. 却
很慢的提供这个人恩典，还有在耶稣基督里的得胜。
See, what we got to do is keep a balance.
所以我们必须保持一个平衡。
Now, as Christians, how do we keep a balance between grace and truth?
那基督徒怎么在恩典跟真理当中保持平衡呢？
Okay, you know, people who do these really dangerous balancing acts.
这些做这个平衡动作，在走这个高空钢索的人。
Right, you have to have a weight.
你手上必须拿着一个平衡棒。
Right, so sometimes you wonder, God, why do I have so many burdens in life?
所以有时候你就说，上帝啊，为什么我们的人生当中有这么多的重担呢？
It helps you balance.
它帮助你保持平衡。
But something even more important.
但是更重要的是。
And it's there in the picture. What do you got to do?
就是在这个图片当中，他你要。
Only one person can help us keep this balance between grace and truth.
他必须怎么做呢？实际上只有一个人可以帮助我们保持这样的平衡。
When he's walking, notice he's not looking at his weight.
你知道他走的时候，走这个钢索的时候，他不是注重在他的这个重量。
He has to focus on an object ahead of him and just keep looking at that object.
他必须注目在他前面的一个目标。 然后朝着这个目标走。
Yeah. If he looks at his feet, he's going to start losing his balance.
假如他看他的脚的话，他会失去他的平衡。
So as Christians, we've got to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
所以基督徒，我们的眼睛要注目在耶稣基督的身上，因为他是为我们信心创始成终的主。
In Jesus, we find the perfect balance of grace and truth.
因为在耶稣里面，我们找到一个完美的恩典跟真理的平衡。
Okay. We see this in his ministry.
我们在耶稣的事工当中可以看出来。
Okay, Jesus' first miracle was at a wedding.
耶稣的第一个神迹是在一个婚礼。
What's Jesus trying to teach us by his first miracle being at a wedding?
耶稣的第一个神迹发生在婚礼上，他要教导我们什么呢？
Is God against having a good time?
上帝是不是反对我们有一个很快乐的时候？
Is God against marriage?
上帝反对婚姻吗？
No, his first miracle, he specifically chooses to do it at a wedding.
他第一个神迹特别选在一个婚礼的时候发生。
And what happened?
之后发生什么呢？
Right, the wine ran out.
酒没了。
And what does Jesus do?
那耶稣做了什么？
He produced 125 gallons, and I clarify, wine without alcohol.
他制造了125加仑的新酒。
Yeah, nobody got drunk. You're there 7 days. If there was alcohol in that wine, they'd be drunk already.
那假如这些酒有酒精的话，他们可能都喝醉了。但是那个时候没有任何的喝醉的现象。
And wine's a symbol of joy and grace.
好，那酒就是欢喜跟恩典的一个象征。
Okay, in the Bible, it distinguishes between alcoholic and non-alcoholic wine.
圣经将带有酒精还有没有酒精的这个酒分开来的。
But his first miracle is all about God wants to bless us.
所以他的第一个神迹表明上帝要来祝福我们。
Okay, but then what's the very next thing he does?
但是他之后立刻做了什么呢？
He goes to church. He goes to the temple.
他进到了圣殿里去。
And what does he do? He gets rid of the money changers.
把那边兑换银钱人给赶走。
See, the people that wanted to use the church to make money for business.
那些就是要用利用教会来做生意赚钱的人。
That's why in church we don't advertise our own businesses.
所以在教会里面，我们不为自己的商业做广告。
Because church is all about Jesus and helping people get to heaven, not about helping them get rich.
因为教会是帮助人认识耶稣，能够跟神有关系，而不是帮助人越来越有钱。
You can do that. That's great outside a church.
当然，你可以去赚钱，但是要在教会之外来做。
But remember to keep a balance of grace and truth.
所以我们要保持恩典跟真理的平衡。
You got to fix your eyes on Jesus, not on your business, not on anything else. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
我们要把我们的眼睛定在耶稣身上，而不是任何其他的事情。
And when we come to church, it's all about Jesus and His salvation.
好，所以我们来到教会的重点是注目在耶稣身上，还有救恩的身上。
Today, grace is lost in a culture of permissiveness and indifference.
那今天呢，恩典就丧失在容忍跟冷漠的文化当中。
Great way to summarize this would be the parent that said to his son.
一个很好的摘要呢，就好像是父母亲对他的孩子说。
Son came home and said, "Dad, I'm going to go get drunk today."
好像儿子回家跟爸爸讲说，哎，我今天要去喝的醺醺大醉。
And the father said, "Go ahead, I don't care."
爸爸就说，你去吧，我不管你。
Right, two big problems today: permissiveness and indifference.
这是今天的两大问题哈，一个就是容忍，一个就是冷漠。
See, no balance between grace and truth.
在恩典真理当中没有任何的平衡。
Without truth, we lack conviction of what we speak.
失去了真理，我们缺少信念，就没有办法发声。
Did you know that over 90% of the first 100 colleges started in America?
你知道在美国一开头100个大学当中90间呢
They were founded originally to train ministers for the ministry.
原本是为了训练传道人而建立的。
There is nobody, no group that has more zeal for truth than Christians.
没有任何人比基督徒更对真理有负担。
That's why everywhere they go, they started school.
这就是为什么基督徒所到之处呢他们会设立学校。
Is Harvard a Christian school or non-Christian school today?
哈佛今天是基督徒的学校还是不是基督徒的学校呢？
Today.
今天。
Not a Christian school, right?
不是一个基督徒的学校。
Do you know it was founded to train ministers?
你知道它当初是为了训练传道人而设立的吗？
Their first library was donated by a pastor.
他们的第一个图书馆是一个牧师捐献所有的书籍。
But Harvard lost its way somewhere along the line.
但是哈佛就越来越走偏了。
couldn't keep a balance between truth and the grace of God.
在恩典跟真理之间，他们没有平衡。
Without grace, we lack compassion to help people. We're indifferent.
失去恩典呢，我们就缺少帮助人的同情心。
See somebody's hurting, but hey, I don't care. I got my own life to live.
假如有人受了伤害，我们不去关心，我说我要过自己的生活。
Okay. Did you know most American hospitals were built with a vision and funding of Christians?
你知不知道美国多数的医院也是因为基督徒的意向跟募款而建造的
？Who founded your hospital?
French Hospital 是谁建造的？
Catholic, yeah.
是天主教徒建立的。
Right. There's a lot of Presbyterian hospitals, a lot of Baptist hospitals, depends where you are. First hospital in Taiwan. Who founded it?
好，台湾第一个医院是马街医院。
Right. Christian.
他也是一个宣教士。
Christian missionary.
一个宣教士。
I'll venture that most of the first real hospitals founded in many countries were founded by Christians because they have compassion.Of grace.
所以我可以这么讲，在全世界各个大洲，第一个建立医院几乎都是基督徒建立，因为他们有这个同情心。
And at the same time, they found a lot of schools and colleges in the countries they went to preach.
同时，他们也在所去的国家建造了许多中学、高中、大学。
Because Christians used to have a strong balance between truth and grace.
好，基督徒在以前就在恩典跟真理当中有非常好的一个平衡。
But it's not easy to keep that balance.
保持这样的平衡是不简单的。
That's why Harvard's not Christian anymore.
所以哈佛今天不是基督徒的学校。
Today God's truth is lost in a culture of relativism.
而今天上帝的真理呢，也在所谓的相对论当中丧失了。
You ask the average person on the street, do you believe there's an absolute truth somewhere?
你在街上随便碰到一个问他，你相信有绝对的真理吗？
And they'll say, no, there is no absolute truth.
他会说没有，我不相信有绝对的真理。
But we know God's word is absolute truth.
但是我们知道上帝的话语是绝对的真理。
See, this book hasn't changed since God wrote it.
自从写下来之后就没有改变。
But I was a science major.
我曾经是研究科学的。
And all my science books.
而所有我读过的科学的书籍。
Nobody reads them today.
今天没有人在读。
They're all in the garbage. They're useless.
他们都已经丢在垃圾桶里面了，没有用了。
I feel like my parents wasted their money.
我觉得我的父母亲浪费了他的金钱。
But it served its purpose for a time.
但是在那个时候，它有它的用处。
But this book never goes out of date.
但是圣经哈没有不合时。
Was finished 2,000 years ago.
2,000 年以前它被完成。
And it's just as relevant today as it was 2,000 years ago.
对我们今天来说，跟两千年以前是同样是相关的。
And still changing lives today, just like it did 2,000.
它今天仍然改变生命，就像两千年前一样。
Why? Because this is the absolute truth of God.
为什么呢？因为它是上帝绝对的真理。
But our culture views truth as something inside us.
今天我们的文化把真理视为我们里面的一个东西。
Right? I decide what's true.
由我来决定什么才是真的。
You know, stealing a little bit of money from somebody who's a millionaire, that's not a sin.
好，我偷一个百万富翁的一点点钱呢，这不叫罪。
So you'll justify your sins.
你会为自己找到理由。
I've met a lot of Christians who ripped off churches because they believed God wanted them to get rich and they could do it by cheating churches.
我也知道很多基督徒骗了教会很多钱，因为他们觉得上帝要祝福他们有钱，所以他们来骗教会。
They didn't get that truth from God's word.
但是这个真理不是来自上帝的话。
They believed they could make their own truth.
因为他们觉得他们自己可以决定真理。
That is so dangerous.
那是相当危险的。
But you know, it's prophesied this would happen in the end days in 2 Timothy.
但是在提摩太后书第二章，他说末世会有这样的现象。
People would get itching ears.
人会有一个要被喜欢被搔痒的耳朵。
They wouldn't want to hear the truth anymore.
他们不想再听真理。
They want to hear teaching that would feed their own lusts.
他们想要听一些能够喂饱他们自己情欲的话。
That's how it is today.
今天就是这个样子。
Okay.The word of the Almighty, Omniscient Creator is the source of absolute truth.
然而全能全知造物的上帝的话才是绝对真理的来源。
And Jesus is the truth.
耶稣他就是真理。
But today God's truth is lost in a culture of relativism.
所以今天上帝的话语的真理呢，在所谓的相对论当中已经丧失了。
There is no absolute truth. Whatever you think is true is true for you. Whatever I think is true is true for me.
没有所谓绝对的真理，你认为对的就是你认为对的，我认为对的就是我认为对的。
Okay. Now you have a choice. You can either believe or not believe God's truth.
你可以选择相信或不相信上帝的真理。
But you can't change the eternal reality of this truth.
但是你不能改变这个真理它的永恒的真相。
Eric Little.
李艾瑞这个人。
Right. It's a great movie called The Chariots of Fire.
有一个电影演他的故事叫做《火战车》。
It's about his life.
是讲到他的人生。
Okay.He is a great example of truth and grace and balance.
他就是平衡恩典跟真理一个很好的例子。
He was a Christian that knew he was called to be a missionary in China.
他是一个基督徒，也知道上帝呼召他到中国做宣教士。
Right, but he was also very fast.
但他也跑得非常快。
And he said, "I believe God made me fast for a purpose."
他说：“我相信哈，上帝使我跑得快呢，是有个目的的。”
He knew he was called to be a missionary to China.
他知道上帝呼召他到中国做宣教士。
He said, "But God also made me fast, and when I run, I feel His pleasure."
但是上帝也使我跑得快，当我跑的时候呢，我可以感受到他的喜悦。
We all have an eternal purpose God wants us to fulfill here.
我们在世上，上帝已经给了我们一个永恒的目的。
But he's also given all of us gifts and talents that he wants us to enjoy his pleasure.
但他也给我们每个人不同的天分或是才能才干，让我们活在世上可以享受。
But he was in the 1924 Olympics, supposed to run the 100-yard dash.
那在1924年的奥运会呢，他要跑100米的这个快跑。
But it turned out his race would be on the Sabbath Sunday.
但是后来他的这赛跑就被安排在礼拜天举行。
And his conviction of truth was so strong, he said, "I can't run on the Sabbath."
但是他对真理的这个确信也那么的深刻，他说我不能礼拜天赛跑。
Because he'd be running for his own glory then.
假如我礼拜天赛跑的话呢，我会为我自己的荣耀在跑。
So the team he went with from England.
所以他代表的英国队。
They switched races and put him in the 440.
就把他的赛跑项目更改了，要他去跑那个440米。
Which wasn't going to be run on the Sabbath.
那个就是不会在礼拜天跑。
And in the movie, they show this scene.
在电影里面，他们有一个这个场景。
One of the Americans slipped a piece of paper into his hand.
一个美国的选手呢，就递给他一个小条子。
And he read it, and it said, "God honors those who honor Him."
这小条子上说哈，上帝会尊重那些尊重他的人。
And he clutches that piece of paper as he gets ready to run.
所以他要跑的时候呢，就把这小条子握在手中。
And do you know what God strengthened him to do?
你知道后来上帝赐给他力量做的什么吗？
He broke the world record in the 440, a race that he didn't run that much.
在440米的这个赛跑当中呢，他打破了世界纪录。这个440米是他很少跑的。
So because of his commitment to truth, he would not violate his conscience.
因为他对真理的委身，他不愿意违背自己的良心，为自己的荣耀而跑。
But he did go to China as a missionary.
那后来他确实到中国做了宣教士。
And he was there when Japan conquered parts of China.
那个时候是中日战争发生。
And he was put in a prison camp.
他就被日本人关在这个集中营里面。
Right, and in the camp, you know, the children would play games on the Sabbath.
那在这个集中营里面呢，小孩子在主日会玩游戏。
Well, basically, they played games every day because they needed to.
好，他们每天都会有些玩耍。
But Eric said he couldn't ref on the Sabbath.
但他跟小孩子说哈，礼拜天主日休息安息的时候呢，我不能做你们的裁判。
But then when he wasn't the ref, the kids started fighting and arguing, and it was terrible.
那当他没有办法做裁判呢，小孩开始就打架啊，闹事。
So he changed his mind and he said, "Okay, I'll help ref on Sunday too."
所以他后来就改变他的想法，说好，礼拜天我也来帮你们做你们的裁判。
And one of those children that was actually there shared this.
那当场有一小孩子后来就分享了这个事情。
You know, he really had a balance of truth and grace.
他真的在恩典跟真理当中去平衡。
He would not run on the Sabbath for his own glory.
他不愿意在主日为了自己的荣耀去赛跑。
But he would serve on the Sabbath for the good of these children.
但是为了这些孩子的好处，他愿意在礼拜天去服侍他们。
Because both ended up being for the glory of God.
这两个后来都是为了上帝的荣耀而行。
See, it's never going to be easy to keep this balance of truth and grace, but we try.
所以恩典跟真理之间保持平衡不总是那么容易的。
Okay, truth required a perfect sacrifice.
好，那真理要求一个完美的祭物。
To pay the penalty of the law that you and I earned by our sin against God.
来付出冒犯上帝，我们要 付出的这个惩罚。
God's grace supplied the perfect sacrifice in the perfect person of Jesus Christ.
上帝的恩典就在耶稣基督里面提供了这个完美的祭物。
He is the Lamb of God.
他就是上帝的羔羊。
The more I realize the greatness of my sin, the more I will glory in the greatness of God's grace.
当我越明白自己罪恶的深重，我就会越夸上帝恩典的强大的荣耀。
And you know,To realize the greatness of my sin doesn't come by looking at other people.
明白自己罪恶的深重不来自你去观察别人。
It comes from the Holy Spirit turning on the lights inside me.
它来自圣灵点燃我内心的那个光。
Where I can see myself how far short I fall of Jesus Christ, my example.
看到我自己如何怎么样离耶稣这个标准差的那么的远。
Okay.God doesn't offer grace to good people any more than a doctor will operate on a healthy person.
上帝不会将恩典施于好人，就像一个医生不会为一个健康的人开刀。
If you don't think you've sinned against God, He can't save you.
假如你不觉得自己冒犯了神的话呢，上帝就不能救你。
John Newton who wrote the song "Amazing Grace."
写了《奇异恩典》这首歌的人叫做约翰牛顿。
When he was 82.
当他八十二岁的时候
，He said, "My memory is nearly gone, but I remember two things."
他说我的记忆几乎全失了，但是我还记得两件事情。
That I'm a great sinner.
一，我是一个大罪人。
And that Christ is a great Savior.
第二，基督是一个大救主。
Okay, he wrote "Amazing Grace." He understood it.
好，他写了奇异恩典，他明白这个恩典的深重。
Probably one of the greatest examples of God's grace today is the movie "Les Misérables."
有关上帝恩典一个最伟大的一个举例呢，可能来自这个雨果写的《悲惨世界》。
Now, if you've never read the book or seen the musical or seen the movie,
假如你没有读过这本书，或是看到音乐剧，或是看了这个电影
，You really need to. It's one of the few that I would recommend.
我真的希望你去看哈，这是一个我看过很非常喜欢的一个电影。
The title, Les Misérables.
这个它的名字就叫做《悲惨世界》。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？The miserable.
就是指很悲惨的人。
The opening scene is you see how miserable life is in France during the,
一开头看到
the Revolution, the French Revolution.
在法国这革命的时候呢，法国是一个多么惨的一个地方。
Jean Valjean has been in prison for 19 years for stealing a loaf of bread to feed his sister's family.
Jean Valjean 被关在监狱里19年，因为他偷了一条面包。
19 years.
19年。
And he's going to be on probation now the rest of his life when he gets out.
他出狱之后呢，就一辈子是假释。
He's without God and without hope in the world.
他在世上没有神，没有盼望。
When he's let out of prison after 19 years,
19年之后，他被监狱放出来。
He's just filled with hate for how unfairly the world has treated him.
因为世界这么残忍的对待他，他非常的痛恨。
Maybe you think the world or some people have not been fair to you at all.
或许你也觉得世人对你不公平。
Well, he gets out and he tries to find a place to stay, and nobody will accept him.
他出狱之后想要找个住的地方，但没有人愿意接纳他。
He knocks on door after door of inn or restaurant, whatever, trying to find a meal or a place to stay.
他好敲了很多门，都遭受拒绝。
And then he falls down to sleep in front of a door. He doesn't know where it is.
然后他最后在一个门口睡着了，他不晓得这个地方是什么地方。
Turns out to be the home of a bishop.
然后这个就是一个主教的房子。
And he invites him in. Doesn't ask anything. Invites him in. Come eat. I have.
主教没有问他什么，就是你进来吃饭吧。
I have bread and wine.
好，我有酒，我有饼。
Symbolic of the Lord's Supper.
象征主餐。
And he accepts him. He doesn't care what his past was.
主教就接纳他，不管他过去什么样子。
And Jean Valjean says, "How could you be so nice to me?"
Jean Valjean 就说你可能怎么对我这么好呢
？And invite me into your house.
邀请我进到你家。
And he said, "This is not my house."
他说这不是我的家。
This is the house of God.
这是上帝的家。
And he gives them a meal, and they go to bed.
他给他吃晚餐，然后睡觉。
Jean Valjean wakes up in the night and steals some silver plates and runs away.
那 Jean Valjean 晚上起来就偷了他的一些银器跑了。
The police catch him the next day.
警察第二天抓到他。
They bring him back.
把他带回来。
They beat him. He's on the ground. They said, "We caught this man."Bishop, we know he must have stolen this from you.
就跟主教说好，我们抓到这个人，他偷了你的东西，这些东西一定是你的。
And the bishop just responded, "He said he didn't steal it."
主教回答说他没有偷。
I gave it to him.
我送给他的。
And then he says to Jean Valjean, "Jean, you forgot the candlesticks, the silver candlesticks."
然后主教还跟他说，哎呀，说这样啊，你忘了这个烛台了。
Now, what is Who does the candlesticks represent?
这个烛台象征是谁呢？
The light.
这个光。
Of the world, Jesus.
好，世界的光，主耶稣。
And instead of condemning him to go back to prison for life,
所以主教没有定他的罪，要他一辈子回到监狱里去。
He gave up some of his earthly riches for this man to find.
他就把他自己世上某些财富呢，放弃了，交给这个人。
Symbolically, he helps him get out of his darkness by giving him the light of Christ.
就是象征性的来说呢，他把这个人把上帝的光给了他，希望他从黑暗当中走出来。
And he tells him, "I have redeemed your soul," and he has, because he would have gone.
所以他就说，我现在救赎了你的灵魂。
You no longer belong to the darkness.
你现在不再属于黑暗。
I've purchased your soul for God.
我为了上帝购买了你的灵魂。
And then in the movie, they show the struggle that he has.With the decision he has to make now, will he live life as a new man for God, or will he go back to his old ways?
所以他现在就需要做个决定，我要过一个新的生活呢，还是我要回到我旧有的样子？
And the rest of the movie is about the new Jean Valjean who has been born again to serve God.
故事之后就在演出这个重生的 Jean Valjean 他是怎么生活的？
And a big part of the story is he takes care.Of the child of a lady who died.
那这故事很大一部分就是他照顾了一个即将要死的一个妇女的女儿。
And in the end of the movie, he tells her how God finally was able to teach him to love.
在故事的最后，他说上帝教我，最后终于教我怎么去爱。
Through taking care of her.
借着照顾这个小女孩。
And the last, well, we'll go to Detective Javert.
但是这个有一个这个侦探哈，叫做 Javert.
He represents the law.
他象征这个律法。
He's always hounding after Jean Valjean.
他一直不停地追捕这个 Jean Valjean.
He believes once a thief, always a thief.
他说一个人一旦是小偷，那永远是小偷。
You can't change.
你没有办法改变他。
And he follows him everywhere he goes. He wants to put him back to prison.
到处找他，要想把他给逮回到监狱里去。
Javert cannot understand grace.
他没有办法明白恩典这回事。
That people can change.
那人是可以改变的。
And they're caught in this scene where Jean Valjean is given an opportunity to kill his enemy.
那这个电影中有一幕就说 Jean Valjean 呢就放弃了他可以把这个侦探给枪毙死的这个机会。
But instead of doing it, he gives him the gun and lets him go free.
好，但是最后呢，他把枪给了他，然后就让他自由的走了。
He can't understand this grace.
那他没有办法明白恩典是什么。
And eventually he kills himself.
最后这个警探呢就把自己给杀了。
Because he will not repent of his hard heart.
因为他不愿意悔改自己刚硬的心。
And accept God's grace.
接受上帝的恩典。
His overemphasis on truth allows no room for grace and forgiveness and new life.
他太过分地看重他自己所认为的真理，而没有办法赦免或是接受恩典。
Powerful illustration of how grace changes us, but how the world will keep coming after us with its legalism.
所以这部电影呢，很好的描写到这个律法主义怎么样追杀我们，但是这个世界呢，没有不明白上帝的恩典。
There's an inexplainable wonder of transforming grace.
所以改变生命的恩典是相当奇妙的。
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts.
教导我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲。
We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
Balance of grace and truth.
所以在这里我们看到恩典跟真理的平衡。
True grace.
真正的恩典。
Never lowers the standards of God's holiness.
不降低上帝圣洁的标准。
Grace does not give us an excuse to sin.
恩典也不给我们犯罪的借口。
But empowers us not to sin.
但他给我们力量不去犯罪。
Truth hates sin, grace loves sinners.
真理恨恶罪恶，但恩典爱罪人。
And if we are full of grace and truth, we'll do both.
假如我们充满了恩典跟真理，我们两者都会行。
There's only two religions in the world.
那世界上只有两种信仰。
Basically, every religion teaches you how to work your way to God.
基本上每一个信仰都教你要去行善，去接近神。
You earn your salvation through good works.
借着善行去赢得你的救恩。
Hopefully, your good works will outweigh your bad works.
而且期望你的善行会超过你的恶行。
No religion that teaches salvation by works can guarantee your salvation.
但是也没有任何这样信仰呢，教你可以用善行得的救恩呢，保证你的救恩。
Because you never know if you've done enough.
因为你从来不知道你是不是做得够。
And there's no, here's an example of Egyptian religion.
这就是埃及信仰的一个例子。
Okay. On judgment day, your heart would be weighed against a feather.
根据他们的信仰呢，说在审判那一天呢，你的心会跟一个羽毛来相比重。
There's your heart and feather.
好，左边是你的心。
And if your heart weighs more than the feather,
假如你的心比羽毛重的话，
your heart would be eaten by the god of damnation.
你的心就要被这个定你的罪的神给吃掉。
No religion that bases salvation on your works can give you assurance of salvation.
没有任何根据你的善行得救恩的信仰能够保证你绝对的救恩。Yeah.
No system of justice compares your good works with your sin or your crime.
也没有任何的司法制度会把你的善行跟恶行拿来比较。
Right. Justice is blind.
正义是瞎眼的。
Just wants to know if you're guilty of breaking the law.
他只是判定你是不是犯了律法。
There's no mercy in the law.
在律法里面没有恩典。
Just like Javert, who represented the law, couldn't let Jean Valjean be a new man.
就像代表律法的 Javert, 他没有办法让 Jean Valjean 自由的走。
God has revealed that every one of us is guilty of falling short of the glory of God.
上帝启示我们每个人都亏缺了他的荣耀。
There's not one good, no, not one.
没有一个人是行善的。
Sometimes we don't deliberately sin, but we still fall short.
有的时候我们不是故意犯罪，但是我们还是亏缺了神的标准。
Right. Sin is missing the mark or falling short of God's moral standard.
罪就是没有击中红心，或是没有达到上帝的标准。
There's different ways of missing the mark.
我们错过这个红心有不同的方法。
Here's one: you just simply can never hit the bullseye.
第一个就是自己设计不好。
And have you hit the bullseye every day of your life?
那我们的人生当中每一天都击中红心呢？
No, we all fall short of God's standard.
没有哈，我们都没有达到神的标
准。Other way of missing the mark is
另外一个错过这个红心的方
法。Just don't have enough strength to even hit the target.
就是力道不够。
You're aiming in the right direction.
我们虽然瞄准的是对。
But you just can't hit the target.
但是力道不够。
Just not good enough to hit the bullseye.
不管怎么样，就没有办法击到那个红心。
In the parable of the prodigal son, remember?
圣经有一个浪子回头的比喻。
There's a bad sinner and a good sinner.
有一个坏的罪人，有一个好的罪人。
The bad son asked for his inheritance and went and wasted it on wine, woman, and song.
那这个坏儿子呢，就跟爸爸要了他的遗产，把所有的钱都花在喝酒啊、享乐啊、女人的身上。
Finally, he repents and he wants to come home to dad.
最后他悔改了，他要回到父家来。
And God and the father's waiting there represents God the Father.
好，那代表上帝的这个父亲呢，就在家门口等他。
And he says, "Give him the best robe."
把最好的袍子给他穿上。
This morning, those getting baptized are going to get the best robe there is in this world.
好，那今天受洗的人呢，你们今天会穿上世界上最好的一个白袍。
Garments of salvation.
就是救恩的衣裳。
Now the other son had been home all the time, didn't do waste any money.
那另外一个儿子一直在家里，没有浪费父亲的钱。
Okay, see the bad son was lost, and everyone knew it.
那这个坏的儿子他失落了，每个人都知道。
But the good son that stayed home and said, "Dad, I've served you my whole life."
但是好儿子在家说，爸爸，我一辈子是服侍你。
What do I get?
我得什么呢？
The good son was also lost.
这个好儿子也是失落的。
His relationship with his dad wasn't right either.
他跟父亲的关系也不对。
That's why I tell people there's both good sinners and bad sinners.
所以我告诉每个人哈，有所谓的坏的罪人，也有所谓的好的罪人。
Okay, truth posts warning signs and guardrails.
真理会张贴警告标志，还有护栏。
And the warnings are so clear.
这个警告是这么的清楚。
But we have a problem.
但是我们有个问题。
Truth can't empower us to drive safe.
真理没有办法帮助我们安全的开车。
We've all been reckless.
我们都是无法无天的。
And grace is quick to respond with ambulances at the bottom of the cliff.
但是恩典呢，会立刻出动救护车跟医生下到悬崖。
But without truth, it doesn't put up the fences to protect people from going over the cliff.
但是没有真理的话呢，我们就会不会在悬崖上方张贴告示牌和护栏了。
You see that statement there?
你看到那边有一句话吗
？Be the fence at the top of the cliff, not the ambulance at the bottom. All right, what's wrong with that? From what you've heard,
他说上面有一句话哈，就说你希望你做这个悬崖上面这个栏杆，而不要做悬崖底下的这个救护车。
You're either emphasizing one or the other.
啊，就这句话的问题就是说，你不是强调这个，就是强调那个。
We have to do both.
我们必须两个都有。
We will share God's truth with you and help put up fences and warning signs.
首先，我们把神的真理告诉你，好像替你搭上一个维护的栏杆。
Some things God says are wrong. Don't do it. It's dangerous.
有些事情上帝说是错的，你不要去做，好，他们相当危险。
But like most of us,
但是我们每个人呢
？You don't want to listen to God.
我们不想听神的话。
You do it anyway.
我们还是照做。
We will be waiting there when you hit bottom.
但是当你跌到山谷下的时候呢，我们会在那边等着。
And in God's grace, we'll try and help you get your life back together.
好，靠着神的恩典，会把你从悬崖中给提起来。
We keep a balance between grace and truth.
在恩典跟真理当中，我们要维持这样的一个平衡。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
Thank you for the glory of your grace.
也谢谢你荣耀的恩典。
I get so many blessings I never deserved.
我得到了许多我自己从来不配得的恩典。
And thank you for your truth.
也谢谢你的真理。
To let me know the truth that I am a sinner in your eyes.
让我知道在你的眼中我确实是一个罪人。
And I need to repent of my sins.
我需要悔改我的罪。
So I can experience the infinite blessings of your grace.
好，让我经验你无限的恩典。
Help me keep a balance in my life.
帮助我在我的生命当中保持平衡。
Between your grace and your truth.
在你的恩典和你的真理当中。
And share both with the people I meet.
把这两者与我所遇到的人分享。
So as they hear your truth.
当他们听到你的真理的时候。
They'll know what they need to do.
他们知道该怎么做。
To receive your infinite grace.
怎么去接受你无限的恩典？
Thank you in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
他们今天教会有这个 picnic， 但是他今天留下来帮我们。